double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage.
Yeah, Ramona's reminding me we apparently need to pick up the tempo.
You think?
Alex on Twitter says, I'm dying with anticipation. I can't wait to see if, quote, spectacular Shea Patterson is number one or two on the list. Remember, Pro Football Focus labeled him spectacular and said that graded his performance as being better than that of Dwayne Haskins this year. Amazing. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Is there still time to get to Turner's today?
I think so.
Okay.
I think
Mimosas
so.
Turner's is still a go. So if you're one of those people who didn't realize what day it was, and by the way, I never do. If you're one of these people who didn't realize what day it was and you're still looking for a late salvation, knowing the trauma you face ahead, if you fail to deliver in the next few hours, then speed to Turner's Jewelers right now and get in while there's still time. Largest selection of diamonds anywhere, gemstones, pearls, watches. There's something for everybody. And of course, the hottest thing in jewelry, Pandora. Turner's has an enormous selection. They carry the full line. They have a new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. Pandora, that's the way to go, fellas. That is the way to go. That is a no-lose situation right there. Lots of Tiger Paw stuff. They also have the only selection of labia in the tri-state area. They're now carrying the new Groove brand silicone Tiger Paw bands. Very cool. Turner's Jewelers, Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Speed there now. All right, Ramon, I guess we're going to need to pick up the tempo. Pick up the tempo. Number 18 on the road rage list of the greatest quarterbacks in college football for the upcoming season is Notre Dame quarterback Ian Book. You know, Ian Book is another guy who had ups and downs. His arrival sort of came with a flourish. I had somebody write me, Ramona, a few games into Ian Book's career, and they were comparing him to Drew Brees. They wanted me to know if I would buy that comparison to Drew Brees. And I said, well, no, I don't. Because I'm not comparing anybody who's 6 feet tall to Drew Brees, who's the greatest, 6 foot quarterback, maybe other than Fran Tarkenton, or along with Fran Tarkenton. So I wasn't buying that, but I think he stabilized the Notre Dame quarterback situation. I think he played fundamentally pretty well. I think he demonstrated that he has some mobility, that he can throw on the run, that there's some toughness and some leadership qualities to him. So Ian Book makes my list at number 18, the Notre Dame quarterback. Number 17. Number 17 is, I don't know what to do with this team's quarterback position. I'm not giving them the Heisman Trophy this year because I don't think they're going to win it. But 17 is Spencer Rattler, Oklahoma quarterback. And, when I look at Rattler compared to Hurts, Hurts is a man. Rattler looks like a high school kid. Rattler isn't there, won't be there early. So, he's not going to be there until the fall. And that doesn't help his development. But I just don't believe in Jalen Hurts. Now, do I think Jalen Hurts could conceivably throw for 3,000 yards in this offense? Yeah, I do. But I still think Rattler is the better option. Rattler is Baker Mayfield 2.0. He's got the same type of arrogance, the same all that stuff He's the same guy. And he has the same physical tools, too. Very, very similar traits and attributes to Baker Mayfield. And I know he's a freshman, and I know he's in late, and I'm not saying he even starts the season, which is why I don't have the Oklahoma quarterback situation higher than this. I just don't believe in Jalen Hurts. I just never have, and I still don't. And even in this offense, he could look better. I don't think he's going to hold off Rattler. I think by the time you get to league play, I think Oklahoma's quarterback, for better or worse, is going to be Spencer Rattler. And eventually, it's going to be a lot better. Taj Boyd, is that Taj Boyd on the phones? Well, it says Taj Boyd. Ramona says, I don't know. It says Taj Boyd in large capital letters. I mean, who wrote that? Is it,
it is him, but I'm looking at your list. I'm not looking at the phone.
Well, how did the name Taj Boyd get up there?
Because he has caller ID and it came up like
that. I thought you wrote it. Okay. All right. Let's see if Taj has salvaged his Valentine's dilemma. Maybe the criminal has been found.
Oh yeah, an update.
Taj, do we have?
Or maybe he wants us to shut up about it.
Do we have an update? Has Mr. Henderson been jailed yet?
Well, I tell you what, we got good news. What was lost is now found. The chocolate and the roses are good to go.
Really?
All right.
So did he just have a sudden a spurt of conscious behavior? I mean, did his conscience suddenly get to him?
Man, she caught him trying to walk out of the facility with the stuff.
No way.
Come on, man. That didn't happen.
I can't make this up, man.
Is that your girlfriend right there?
Yeah, man.
Is she buying
telling
your?
Telling y'all a story.
See, that's what I thought. That's why we need to speak to her. What's your name?
Yeah.
What
Taylor.
What is that?
Taylor. Taylor.
Okay, Taylor. So you, we need the truth from you, Taylor. So do you have any evidence he actually bought anything?
Well, everything was true up until the last comment he just made. The hospital's a really big place, and so everything from me today got delivered to the ground level where all the other shipments from supplies come in, and so it was kind of all mixed in with all that stuff, but it is safe, and it's beautiful.
Oh, there you go. So he was telling the truth there, Ramona. Good for him, because he'd have been right in a doghouse had he not been. So Taj, man, they gotta do something with that delivery system. When your Valentine's Day gifts get delivered with all of the junk that goes to the basement, that's not good.
Well, and apparently the $55 chocolate Hershey Kisses that I got could have been put together for about $7. So.
Yeah, but you know what? But you know what, Taj? It's the thought that counts.
It's a great story, Rob.
That's
true. Exactly right.
But this might be my last year for delivery.
No more deliveries.
No more deliveries.
All right. All right. Well, we appreciate the update, you two. Good job.
Hey, yeah, I'll jump in studio with you next week, man.
Sounds good, man. I'll see you. Nice meeting you, Taylor. That's pretty good. All right. That's good. That's good news.
That's good. We were worried.
Good news. So it was delivered to the basement of the hospital.
Yeah, where
with all the
else
storage. It was where the toilet paper is.
That'll teach him not to deliver it.
It's where the toilet paper and the paper towels and things like that get stored. The cleaning products. Some janitor was probably eyeballing it. Probably opened it and took a few chocolates out of it.
He
you
want
to
said,
make sure the chocolate.
Dang, man, you could have bought these for $6.
You
want
to make sure the chocolate container is sealed. All right, let's get back to the list. We left off with Oklahoma. Spencer Rattler, number 17 on my list. Number 16 is going to surprise people. Number 16 is Ben Hicks. Ben Hicks, the former quarterback under Chad Morris at SMU, who has some maturity issues or has had, and maybe growing up finally, he has transferred to Arkansas, where he is now going to play under Chad Morris, and I would be shocked if he is not the starting quarterback at Arkansas. Shocked. Ben Hicks has NFL ability. He has absolute NFL ability. Big arm, good athlete. I mean, when you just see Ben Hicks throw at his best, that's what an NFL quarterback looks like. At his worst, he's emotionally charged and makes errors. But he's as mature as he's going to get in college now, and he's got another chance to play under Chad Morris. So I like the combination, and thus Ben Hicks, Arkansas quarterback, makes my list at number 16. Number 15, we'll find out whether anybody knows who this guy is. Number 15 is Gabe Gabrud. Ramona's shaking her head. Gabe Gabrud. Does anybody know who he is? Here's a hint. He'll probably grow a mustache next year. Gabe Gabrud is the likely next quarterback for Mike Leach. Now, I have watched his film. He is a grad transfer from Eastern Washington. He has applied for a medical hardship waiver that has not yet been granted. It seems that that Washington State believes that it will be granted and that he will be their starting quarterback. That's my assumption. This is, this is mustache 2.0. And in watching his film, this is the same exact dude. Other than the mustache, this is the same exact guy. He's 6'2". He has similar arm strength, which is pedestrian, but he's accurate. He can throw on the move. It's the same exact guy. Now, he's going to go to Washington State, and he's going to throw for 5,000 yards, all right? So I'm putting him on my list because you need to be aware of him. I'm not putting him any higher than this, even though by the end of the year, people will be saying, well, maybe he should be invited to the Heisman because none of these guys are actually any good. All right. None of these Mike Leach quarterbacks are actually any good. This is about Mike Leach. This is what Mike Leach does to quarterbacks. And he's going to do it with Gabe Gabrud. He's going to be another 5,000-yard passer that comes out of nowhere. They're going to win another 10 games, and people are going to wonder how he does it. Gabe Gabrud. It's spelled G-A-B-E-G-U-B-R-U-D, but it's pronounced
okay.
Gabrud.
Everything I got is Gage. G-A-G-E.
That's right. It is Gage.
Okay.
Yeah, it is Gage. Yeah, I can't read my own writing. But Gage Gabrud, the Eastern Washington transfer, who I watched the film of all last night, or 2 nights ago, in comprising this list, he'll be the new mustachioed character at Washington State who throws for 5,000 yards. He'll never be heard from again, but he makes the list for these purposes. Number 14, you asked for it, Alex. You got it. Number 14 is the elite one, and that is Shea Patterson from Michigan. I can't put him higher than this. I think he had a good, solid year. I think he'll have another good, solid year. I think he's largely a disappointment considering what he looked like out of Elite 11. I don't think he's played to that level. Again, he's a solid quarterback. He's better than anything Michigan's had in a while. I'll give you that. But again, the notion by Pro Football Focus that he outplayed, graded higher than Dwayne Haskins is utterly, well, it's insanity. It's laughable. It means you have no idea what you're looking at. Patterson has some physical limitations, and I don't think he's ever going to mount to anything at the pro level, but I do think he'll throw for 3,000 yards next year. He'll complete 65% of his passes, and that puts you, in this range on my list. Number 13 is Missouri quarterback Kelly Bryant. I just think that Kelly Bryant found a really good fit. He has 2,000 yards returning rushing, 2,000 yards returning receiving. Most of that offensive line, I think that they'll give him time to throw. I think he's a perfect fit for what Missouri wants to do. I think he'll continue to develop under Derek Dooley. Yes, Derek Dooley had a positive influence on Drew Lock. Drew Lock swears by him. And I think that Kelly Bryant will be similarly influenced. And I think this Missouri team is a pretty good football team. Obviously, they're not going to participate in postseason play, but that's not why Kelly Bryant went there to begin with. That is 13. Then there are 12. When we come back, I'll tell you who the top 12 quarterbacks for 2019 in college football are. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They stayed true to all the original recipes. They do catering, tailgates, parties. They do it all. They also add some things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch. And that's absolutely insanely good. This is Tom's Barbecue. They are the home for the Cheerwine National Champion Sauce. If you think that sounds good, it tastes even better than it sounds. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. We have people all the time who write and say they love that sauce. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds. You get the best of both worlds. You can toss them in any of the eight sauces. Fresh sides and desserts, including the legendary banana pudding. They open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. It is Tom's Barbecue. Go check them out today. You will thank me later. We have 12 to get through when we get back. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylist can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at with Urban Nirvana, MECTI Station, or the shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
What if you could have a jersey that stands the test of time? A jersey that looks the same as the day you got it? First Team Sports has the answer. Imagine a custom sublimated jersey for just $25.99. Stain resistant, peel resistant, no cracking, will not unstitch. It's the 10-day Tech Tee program. Order from First Team Sports and mention 105.5 The Roar, and you'll get your custom sublimated jersey for $25.99. First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here. I want to talk to you a little bit about Pro Flowers. It's that time of year. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I go to Pro Flowers every single year, mainly because it's easy and she will love it. Pro Flowers makes this easy as pie. It's a 7-day freshness guarantee. The quality is amazing. Freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivered means flowers arrive in perfect condition at the perfect time. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. If you hurry now, you can get a dozen red roses, a free glass vase for just $24.99 plus shipping and handling. This is easy. Just go to proflowers.com today. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter the code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose the perfect roses for your perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. When you enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, do that, order that today. Well, a dozen roses, free glass vase for just $24.99. You can't beat it. Proflowers.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
We want Pretzel Crust! We want Pretzel Crust!
Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice, because it's back. Yeah. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend, surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8, and only $6 from the home of Pretzel Crust Pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza at participating locations plus tax.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Hey,
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar, looking ahead to 2019 and the best quarterbacks in the country, providing you the top 30 quarterbacks in the country. You'll know way in advance of everybody else. And certainly some names that I think most people are probably not familiar with today, including Buckshot Calvert, Peyton Ramsey, and Gage Gabrud, the former Eastern Washington quarterback who will now be leading the Washington State Cougars. All right, Ramona, so we have 12 left, right?
Right.
All right, let's hit it. Number 12 is KJ Costello, the Stanford quarterback. Look, this guy looks like an NFL quarterback. He's pretty athletic. He's the best quarterback Stanford has had in years. He's 6'5". Can make all the throws. Quite honestly, he's the first quarterback Stanford's had in recent years that can throw the ball vertically at all. And he had a great year. I mean, statistically, he had a great year. And quite honestly, they don't do him any favors. David Shaw does not do KJ Costello any favors. Now, he's going to lose his best target in JJ Arcega-Whiteside to National Football League. But you know, you would like David Shaw to open things up a little bit and to give Costello a little bit more of a chance because, quite honestly, they couldn't run the ball at all last year. That offensive line was terrible. They didn't even run the ball in San Jose State. They did not run the football successfully last year at all. I mean, Bryce Love's numbers were horrific. He went from, you know, a Heisman guy type guy to a non-story, and part of it was injury, but that offensive line didn't perform well. And I'd like to see Shaw open it up for Costello a little bit because Costello has a chance to be an NFL quarterback. Number 11 on the list is Central Florida quarterback Daryl Mack. Yeah, I know Brandon Wimbush went to Central Florida. I'm sorry. I just don't think he's going to be the guy. I think Mack is going to be the guy. You know, I don't know if Mackenzie Milton is ever playing football again. I just hope he gets well. If anybody can come back from the horrific, I mean, I don't even know how many surgeries he's had now. How many? Eight? I don't know. He's still having surgeries. The first surgeries were to save his life and restore blood flow and things like that before they even, more recently, they started worrying about the knee. So I don't think he's a factor for Central Florida. I think the guy who is, though, is Daryl Mack. I think he'll beat out Wimbush. Daryl Mack is a big-time arm, a big-time arm. There is no NFL throw that Mack cannot make. He just needed a little more seasoning and maturity. He's also a pretty good athlete, but he's a kid who could throw it 70 yards. I mean, he has a very strong arm. Go put the Memphis film in, and he threw 5 touchdown passes against them, and they were vertical throws. It is number 11, Daryl Mack, Central Florida, running that offense. Number 10 is JT Daniels of Southern California. JT Daniels is a Sam Darnold-level talent with probably a bigger arm. And he is surrounded by bright, young wide receivers. And now you have a Mike Leach disciple running that offense. So I think there's a lot of reason to suddenly believe, despite all the issues they've had out there with Clay and with Lynn Swan and all the problems they've had, I think there's suddenly reason to believe that they could establish something in the passing offense. Graham Harrell, the former Mike Leach quarterback, is the new OC. They wanted Kingsbury originally. They settled for Harrell, but it's the same guy fundamentally. And so they're going to run a version of that offense. And I think that'll benefit JT Daniels. And as I said, he has wide receiver talent all around him. And he's a talent. I mean, JT Daniels is a big-time talent. He's number 10. Number 9 on the list, Adrian Martinez, the Nebraska quarterback. I love Martinez in the Scott Frost offense. Love, love, love him. I think he is another Mackenzie Milton. He is a very similar guy. He's incredible athletically. He can run around and make plays. He has arm strength. He has accuracy. There's nothing not to like. He just needed a little more seasoning, and he'll have that now. I think Adrian Martinez in Nebraska, you know, listen, he's going to do really big things in Lincoln this year and the year after that. And I think Scott Frost is going to totally turn around that Nebraska program and perhaps as early as this season. I wouldn't be shocked to see them win the division this season. And we're pretty good at predicting what preseason, what teams are going to do. 27-6 good against the totals the last 2 years preseason. So Adrian Martinez, number nine. Number eight, there are going to be people who don't like this, Ramona. There are going to be people who don't like this at all. Number eight is Jake from State Farm, Jake Fromm. I think Jake Fromm is a nice college quarterback. I guess what he is. I think he has some leadership ability. I think he's pretty accurate. I think he's a pretty good decision maker. I think Georgia's going to have a very good football team. I think by the end of the year, people will probably be talking about him as a Heisman candidate, just like they were talking about Jalen Hurts. But it won't really be Jake Fromm. It'll be that Jake Fromm managed the game effectively and won a lot of football games. I just don't think Jake Fromm is an elite quarterback. I think he's more in the game manager mold, and that is really what Kirby Smart wants. It's what Nick Saban really wants. Again, he's a guy who I think has played pretty well against the toughest opponents Georgia's faced. He's played very well against Alabama the last 2 years. And I don't want to just say he's a game manager because I think he is more than that. I think he's more than that, but he's never going to be a round one draft pick in the National Football League. He's not that caliber of player. He's the type of guy who will be a round four, round five draft pick in the National Football League. And therefore, I can't put him higher than eight. Jake Fromm, Georgia, number eight. Number seven, the guy who beat him in the bowl game, Sam Ellinger, Texas. I think Tom Herman has finally figured out who his best quarterback is. Well, it doesn't matter anymore because Bouchel left. But Sam Ellinger is Tebow-like. He is a fullback playing quarterback. He has all sorts of intangibles. I mean, he has intangibles to the end of time. He is an absolute leader of men. He is a tough, physical guy. He was the best player on the field in that game. He is the guy who has led Texas back into relevance. And I don't see any reason to think it's not going to continue. He is another of these guys on this list that is an ultimate leader. So Sam Ellinger, Texas Longhorns, number seven. Number six is Utah State quarterback Jordan Love. If you don't know Jordan Love, get to know him. Last year, I think he threw for 36 touchdowns and against six interceptions. And it's not just because he's playing at Utah State. He's 6'4". He can make all the throws an NFL quarterback needs to make. He's a good decision maker. He's advanced beyond his young years. There's really nothing to dislike about Jordan Love. The guy can just flat out play. And he's a relative unknown because he's playing at Utah State. But, we talked about him a lot last year. There were games we picked Utah State against the spread. It was because of this guy, Jordan Love of Utah State. He's absolutely a top 50 type player in college football. He is number six on my list of the best quarterbacks in college football. Number five is Houston quarterback De'Ara King. Now, he's coming off an injury, and he has some upheaval. Because, all of his coaching staff is gone. But the good news for him is it's been replaced by Dana Holgorsen. Now, to be clear, De'Ara King is probably never going to, well, we'll see. I mean, with the way the game is changing, I won't rule it out. He's 5'11". That'll be his challenge from the pro level perspective. But he has a good arm. He's a former wide receiver. But listen, when he was healthy last year, he looked like a legitimate Heisman contender. Before he was injured, he was putting up astronomical numbers. And I don't think that's going to change. I think you're going to have a similar offensive structure. The terminology may change slightly, but a very similar offensive structure. And I think De'Ara King is going to thrive under Dana Holgorsen. So he is number five. Number four. Georgia fans aren't going to like this at all. Number four is Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. Listen, last year at the preseason kickoff show, I warned everybody that there would be no drop-off from Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray. And people thought, well, we know you know some things well, but that can't be. Well, not only was there no drop-off, the quarterback numbers actually improved at Oklahoma under Baker Mayfield. Haskins had a sensational year. It's going to be hard to replicate the passing numbers, but Fields is going to give you some combination of passing numbers and running numbers. I mean, don't be surprised if he throws for 3,500 yards and he rushes for 1,000 yards. That's what he's going to do. He was made to run Ryan Day's offense, just like Kyler Murray was made to run Lincoln Riley's offense. He was made to run. He was never meant to be a pro-style quarterback in Georgia's system. It was a bad fit from day one. It was a bad fit from day one. And now it's been rectified. And he's going to be the guy at Ohio State right from day one. And people are going to see what his talent is. So all these people who say, well, I don't know. You know, I've never seen him play. He hasn't really done this. You'll see it next year. Mark my words, Justin Fields, number four on the list of the best quarterbacks in college football. Number three has a chance to be the top pick in the next NFL draft. In fact, probably will be. And that is Justin Herbert from Oregon. I'm a little surprised he returned to school, quite frankly. Maybe even a lot surprised, but he did. And I think he's going to be surrounded by better personnel next year. Herbert is a big, tall, 6'6 type quarterback. Again, pushing the limits of that upper boundary of the historical success at quarterback. There's no throw he can't make. He still needs to work on overall consistency. He was not great last year. He was good. He was really good in spurts. He was pretty good in some late game situations, had some tough breaks there. But he needs just, I think the year of development is actually a good thing for him. And again, he's a guy who probably projects as the number one pick in the next draft. So I think Justin Herbert of Oregon, number three on the list. And then there are two. Number two is Tua Tagovailoa. And the reason he's number two is because I don't know who he is right now. You know, a year ago when he upset or when he led Alabama back against Georgia, I knew who he was. He was like nothing I had seen. He had unbelievable mobility, elusiveness, incredibly accurate, could throw the deep ball, put air under it, throw with touch. There was nothing he couldn't do. The problem is the two I watched this year for the majority of the year, not the guy who was putting up Heisman numbers early in the year, but for the majority of the year was a guy who played injured. He played with multiple injuries. He played through them because that's the demand at Alabama, and he dramatically lost effectiveness as a result. And I don't know what he is right now. I thought he pudged up a little bit and he just didn't look at all like the same guy. Now, again, I attribute much of that to injury. And maybe when he comes back next year, if he's fully healthy, maybe we get to see the guy that we saw glimpses of early in the year. But until then, he's number two. He's also number two just based on the on-field results. And that leaves one, and it's not a homer play. It's just a factual play. Trevor Lawrence, the second half of last year, got better and better and better, and it ultimately culminated in what Clemson believed it could and would all along, which was beating Alabama in a national championship setting. And he was the best player on the field in the game that day. And he's still, honestly, he's a man, but he's still just a kid. He's still in his infancy in terms of his development, and he's going to be surrounded by the best weaponry in all of college football. There's no team in America that has two backs as explosive as Etienne and Dixon. There's probably no team in America that has wide receivers as explosive as Clemson either. So the Clemson offense next year could be poised for a historical season. Could wind up being one of the greatest collegiate offenses of all time. And if it is, Trevor Lawrence will be the leader of all that. Physically has it all. And unlike most of the tall quarterbacks in history, does not have an exceptionally long delivery. He gets the ball out of his hands quickly, which has been a historical challenge for quarterbacks of that height. But Trevor Lawrence is breaking some of the rules in that regard. So that's it. That's your Road Rage top 34 quarterbacks in college football for 2019. We'll put that up on the website. Clemson Lady Tigers basketball now.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking?